Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Democrats turn on Sanders during debate in Charleston. We have the story.
Parts of Kansas received several inches of snow. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas lawmakers move to change the local tax lid in favor of transparency. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. We'll have a look at 2019 crime stats in Wichita. We'll look deeper into the numbers coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. With a gradual clearing sky, temperatures are going to be rather chilly across south-central Kansas today. But good news, a warming trend is on the way tomorrow and Friday. Our forecast in just a few minutes.
In the Democratic debate in South Carolina, candidates wasted no time in attacking the current frontrunner, Bernie Sanders.
Michael Bloomberg fired first at Sanders, citing support of Vladimir Putin for President Trump.
And that's why Russia is helping you get elected, so you'll lose to him.
Elizabeth Warren also took a shot at Sanders on one of his signature issues, saying she'd make a better president.
I dug in, I fought the big banks, I built the coalitions, and I won.
While Joe Biden offered a prediction.
I will win South Carolina.
This debate marked the last time before polls open in South Carolina Saturday and next week on Super Tuesday for candidates to make their arguments for the hundreds of delegates that could swing this race. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Parts of Kansas received substantial snowfall yesterday, especially in the north central part of the state. 13 inches recorded near Sylvan Grove, 9 inches at Agra, 4 inches in Brookville. Warmer temperatures in south central Kansas resulted in very little accumulation, about a tenth of an inch in Wichita.
Kansas is moving toward eliminating limits on local property taxes in favor of a proposal aimed at requiring officials to be more transparent about upcoming levies.
The Senate voted 39-0 Tuesday to approve the bill. Senator Karen Tyson, a Parker Republican, tells KSN News it's an effort to provide tax transparency for Kansans.
That we do have transparency so that individuals would know when their property taxes are going up and that they can react in the beginning, not and after you get your statement when it's too late.
The bill would repeal a local tax lid pushed through the legislature by lawmakers in 2015. It now goes to the House for consideration. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey reviewed 2019 crime stats and strategies to combat crime during a report at yesterday's Wichita City Council meeting and workshop.
Chief Ramsey said last year's increase in justifiable or accidental homicides was the third highest number since 2001. Overall, 91% of all homicide cases in 2019 were solved. Fewer rapes were reported last year than in 2018, and in 14% of the cases, the suspect was a stranger to the victim. Chief Ramsey said the public's assistance in solving all crimes is critical.
Last year was a record year for us as far as tips received. And I think a lot of that has to do with our community policing efforts and community engagement.
That engagement, including the city's youth, will play a part in WPD's 2020 crime reduction plans. The use of technology will be an important factor as well. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Mississippi man faces a possible death sentence after being convicted of murdering eight people.
According to court testimony, Willie Corey Godbolt went to his in-law's home in May 2017 and argued with his estranged wife over their children. Godbolt killed four people at the home, including a deputy sheriff who responded to a domestic disturbance call. He then killed two more people at a second home and a married couple at a third home. Each victim was shot. Prosecutors also say Godbolt kidnapped two people and robbed another, all within a span of 7 to 8 hours. Godbolt addressed the jury during closing arguments Tuesday, saying he wasn't of sound mind that night and perception became his reality. The defense tried to paint Godbolt as a loving man, showing several pictures of him with his family. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Baseball in the snow yesterday at X Stadium. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
A study sheds light on how streaming services have changed the way Americans consume content. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on Ash Wednesday. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will discuss federal issues that impact the county. Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News.
We're going to review our couple of federal issues that relate to the transportation and our mental health stuff and maybe some flooding issues, because there's a couple of commissioners are going to Washington for a national conference, and they'll visit with our federal delegation.
Pete Meitzner commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
A study on how streaming services have changed the way that Americans consume content.
Is the big screen losing its charm? Consumer research firm People Say, surveying over 50,000 Americans on their viewership trends in the digital age. Reps finding 46% of respondents have either reduced or stopped going to theaters completely. 44% say going out to the movies is expensive and time-consuming. 35% say they watch most films these days on streaming services. The findings also revealing a whopping 66% of Americans today have access to streaming platforms. The most popular device to watch, still a TV with 58%, followed by a mobile phone, a laptop, and a desktop computer. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A surplus of grapes and decline in demand indicates wine is about to get cheaper, hitting an all-time low in price in 5 years.
The grape glut causing many vineyards to remove older or less productive vines, and they're retooling for more mechanized farming. As this grape glut has met declining demand, consumption dropping in 2019 for the first time in a quarter century. Winemaker Andrew Murray says a reset may actually be good for the industry long term.
When wine gets more affordable, it becomes more competitive with all of its competitors, which is spirits, hard seltzer, now marijuana, which is legal in California. I mean, there's a lot of choices.
Winemakers say to expect more bang for your buck. Since they'll be harvesting fewer grapes, you should get better quality at the same price point. In Los Olivos, California, Robert Gray, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning, the gasoline price is down just a little bit in Wichita. At the low end, I'm seeing $2.09 a gallon, spotted that at 21st North and 127th Street East. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. It was a busy morning yesterday. Glad things have kind of quieted down a little bit. I'm sure you guys are pretty happy of that as well.
Right, and you look at the snowfall, snow depths, just all over the place throughout Kansas yesterday.
Seriously. Yeah, we had some of our neighbors up to the north. We were talking yesterday morning to up to 12 inches, a foot of snow in Sylvan Grove, Lincoln County. And here in Wichita, closer to home, only a trace of snow. We actually had more rain. We only had 0.07 inches of rain, where we just had those sprinkles, that ongoing mist and drizzle kind of through the day before things changed over to snow late in the day, late yesterday afternoon. But yeah, but this is also why we need to make sure that we're still using caution on the roads this morning. Even though we didn't get a whole lot of rain or snow, roads were still wet and damp late last night. Temperatures are below freezing now. I can't rule out some isolated slick spots out there. But on the bright side, no pun intended, skies have cleared out quite a bit. So we do have a lot of sunshine on the way. But before the sun is really up and shining in the sky, I think it's going to be, at least for the next hour or so, where we could maybe have a couple of those slick spots out there. But even more melting, more drying ahead as we go through the rest of today. We'll have partly cloudy skies, mostly sunny at times, high of only 40 degrees. So the sun that we're going to see, not really helping to warm us up all that much due to northwesterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. That's going to continue to pump that cooler air into the state and into the area. 24 degrees tonight, still looks like partly cloudy skies. Winds are going to turn lighter. Pretty quiet night ahead, and then partly to mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Increasing clouds may lead to a random sprinkle, flurry. Chances not really looking all that great, though. And it'll actually be warmer thanks to our winds making a quick switch out of the southwest, able to get up to 50 degrees for our Thursday. Before we get into Friday, it's going to be a chilly start, 20s, 30s, and then high of 55 degrees, continuing to warm up from there, pushing 70 by the time we get to Sunday. Steve, you heard that right. It's near 70 degrees by Sunday. High of 68 degrees, so we may be able to get there. Cooling down a little bit into the start of next week, slight rain chance, turning slightly unsettled, but not really seeing anything major just yet. We'll see how that plays out over the coming days. Right now, we're at 28 degrees, winds out of the northwest at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 24, and that's what's making it feel like 16 degrees out there. We do have some partly cloudy skies and also seeing a pretty nice sunrise as I speak.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams, 714 Steve and Ted. And as we've been covering the news this morning, of course, the debate in Charleston, the Democrats debating for the upcoming time, it seems. And I want to get some perspective from the Republican National Committee and their spokesperson, Liz Harrington, is with us this morning. Good morning, Liz.
Hey, good morning.
So what's the Republican strategy now? Just watch and wait and see what see what develops?
Watch and let it burn.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever seen so much anger? I mean, you would think we were all stuck living in one of their socialist dystopias and not the economic boom that's been going on the past 3 years. I mean, it's really incredible. There was so much shouting and yelling and anger. I can't imagine many Americans watching that were persuaded to change course and go with any one of those candidates pushing such a far left agenda and being so downright angry about it.
Because these debates on either party are always a big fist fight in between the. But do you think anybody scored any points last night with the Democrats?
No, not really. Because at the end of the day, they attack each other personally. But they're still all singing from the same tune. They're all pushing really the same ideas. And if you notice, the real big difference of opinion was all about, well, which candidate can we win the most seats with? And see, for Democrats, winning elections, it's all about securing their own power. It's not about winning for the American people. It's not about saying, oh, this Bernie Sanders' agenda would be disastrous for this economy. It would be disastrous for the middle class. It'd see their taxes hiked. It'd be disastrous for people working in the healthcare industry, the energy industry. But they can't say that because they really believe in all the same things. It's just a matter of not if we kick millions of Americans off their private healthcare, but when. And so that is the real problem for Democrats. They're all adopting this far-left agenda. They just don't really like how Bernie Sanders is so open about it. And I don't, at this point, it's so late in the game, they're all trying to chase after him. And what candidate, this field has been so weak, what candidate can get the job done in the Dem primary, but what candidate can get the job done in November? None of them.
All right, we got it. So the South Carolina primary coming up this weekend, and don't see any surprises there. Do you see any surprises? I mean, Joe Biden said he's going to win.
Well,
I'm sure they all said they're going to win.
After 33 years, it might be time for Joe Biden to finally win, three times running for president, to finally win a single primary or caucus.
Well, let's face it.
He's still yet to win. But I'm not, I mean, don't count your chickens, right? His lead has been slipping.
Yeah.
Last night he claimed that half of America's population has been killed by gun violence. This guy, yesterday, he claimed he was running for U.S. Senate. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing at this
point. You've got you've got an easy job. You don't have any debates. So I'm taking what you're saying with a grain of salt. You just have to sit back there, and you're doing nothing. You're just watching. You got it easy, Liz, you know.
Hey, I got to talk to the fake news media, you know. I got to debate the media.
That's your job. All right. Well, listen, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. Republican National Committee spokesperson Liz Harrington. Bless her heart. I didn't hear anything really surprising there. 718, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And the Sedgwick County Commission got a look at a possible new government center. But it's going to cost about $45, $50 million, it looks like. And they kind of, whoa, really? A little sticker shop there. And what they want to do is create a little more government space to free up the courthouse here in Sedgwick County, downtown Wichita. You know that building. It's the big blue building, right? It's been there since 54, 55, 57, somewhere in there.
Yeah, been around for 60 years.
Yeah, and you got the jail, and you got the courts. The courts are all there in that building. So if they're going to do that, I'm sure that the sticker shock to begin with, but they, if they need it, they can probably figure out a way to do it with some bonds and whatnot. They got a first look at it, and if they do a new building, it's going to cost approximately $45 to $50 million. All right, 719, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and time for sports with Ted Woodward. And Ted, Shocker baseball in the snow yesterday.
What do you think of that? Yeah, during the final six innings of that game, pretty sizable snowflakes coming down at X Stadium yesterday. The Shockers taking on Arkansas Pine Bluff, and the offenses couldn't get much going in the snow yesterday. This was a 1-1 game going into the ninth inning. Would the Shockers be able to piece something together? Well, Mike Kennedy had the call of the game after the Shockers loaded the bases in the bottom of the ninth. Call on Sports Radio KFH.
Clemens 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts, drives it into left field, and the ball game is over. First pitch down over the plate, and Cade Clemens lines it into left field for a base hit to win it for the Shockers by a score of 2-1. Clemens, the freshman, coming through with his first hit of the ball game, and the Shockers walk it off to improve their winning streak to 4 games.
And it was another freshman that led off the bottom of the ninth with a huge hit, and he ended up scoring the game-winning run. Freshman center fielder Cooper Kornblum, who was 3-for-4 on the day, and he's now batting 481.
Ooh,
on the season.
Wow.
Nice for the freshman there.
No kidding.
Shocks are on a 4-game winning streak, like Mike Kennedy said, and they'll try for 5 in a row today, wrapping up a 5-game homestand of the Shockers hosting the Kansas State Wildcats at X Stadium. That will be a 3 o'clock game this afternoon. Shockers and the Cats. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College men's basketball last night. Kansas State on the road visiting the number 2 team in the nation, the Baylor Bears. It did not go well for the Wildcats. They committed 13 turnovers in the first half. K-State was already down by 26 points at halftime. Biggest halftime deficit for K-State in 20 years. And even though K-State went on a 16-0 run late in the game, they were already down by more than 30 at that point. So, final score ended up Baylor 85, K-State 66, and it was certainly not even that close. K-State now on an 8-game losing streak, which dates their longest losing skid in 20 years. K-State falls to 9-19 on the season. They still haven't won a conference road game yet this season. Speaking of the Big 12, though, of course, number 1 ranked Kansas, number 2 ranked Baylor, top 2 teams in the nation coming right out of the Big 12 conference. Head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, former Wildcat, Lon Kruger, talks about how tough the Big 12 is.
I think it prepares you well for postseason play for those teams that do get in. So, but guys, that's part of Big 12 basketball. And this year, especially defensive teams, the Big 12 is just so good defensively, it's hard to score. And the scores are lower, so you got to grind it out every night.
Big 12's tough. We'll see how that translates as we continue on in the latter parts of the season here. And we do have JUCO men's basketball tonight, getting the postseason underway. It's the first round of the regional playoffs. A home game in El Dorado tonight. 25th-ranked Butler Community College hosting Garden City. Dennis Higgins will have that one at 7 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Butler is 13-1 on home court this season at the power plant in El Dorado.
Wow.
And they got a home game again tonight. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Hey, comedian Joe Rogan coming to the Interest Bank Arena November 14th. Mark your calendars. Tickets are going on. Tickets are on sale now, Ted, finally. Oh. We have a pair of tickets right now if you'd like to go. Go see Joe Rogan at Interest Bank Arena on November 14th. Call us at 869-1330. 869-1330. If you want to go see Joe Rogan at Interest Bank Arena, courtesy Steve and Ted in the morning. All right, keep it up for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Rush looks at a Supreme Court ruling on abortion. That story and more news coming up. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.